From the markets to the temples, religion was an important part of daily life in Pompeii. At either end of this row of statues stands a bronze figure called a lar. These are always shown as young men joyfully dancing. The lares were central to religious rites in many Pompeian households. Professor Clark.
The household religion means that the head of the household, usually called the pater familias, leads the household, including the slaves and his own family, in sacrifices to the household deities. And the main household deities are the lares. The lares are appeased with offerings of first fruits from the orchard, wine, milk, and on a special occasion, a piglet.
In return, the lares protect the household. They were kept in an altar called a lararium, usually a cupboard or temple-shaped wall niche, like you see here.
You won't find a proper Roman house without a lararium, that is, a shrine to the household deities. It would be as unspeakable as, you know, building a house without a living room.
The lares were native deities of Roman Italy. They usually shared their shrine with figures of better-known gods, like the Diana and Apollo statues you see here, which were actually imports from Greek culture. Some traces of these native gods still remain in modern Italy.
In Naples, among the traditional folk, you have the equivalent of household deities, which go back to ancient roots, and you must give them little offerings of coins or flowers and greet them when you come into the house.